God makes me so emotional sometimes. Speaking of emotional, this is kind of funny. I want to tell you what happened. You know, my lovely experiences. But Friday, I decided I was going to go out and clean in my pool. And the pool is, we have that tree that, you know, goes over it. So during the winter, everything dumps in the pool. And it looks like the Black Lagoon of death. Okay? So I'm thinking, I could just go on out there and I'll get this done, blah, blah, blah. So I told David, I'm going to go out to the lagoon. You know, if I make it, great. If I don't, see you in heaven. I mean, it's treacherous out there. Kimmy was watching Isabella, and David had some things that he had to do. So I go out there. Mind you, I have bad clothes on because you don't want to dress up in black shoes. So I'm going down the steps. I got down, and I was like, that's good. And I've got this big shovel thing that you can shovel up the muck and toss it over the side. So I'm like, I'm going to get this done. I am going to get this done. I was in there 5 minutes, and I stepped, and it was, you know, mossy on the bottom. I fell right on my butt. I'm laying there in that mucky water, just looking up at the stars. And went, David! Of course, you can't hear my house. Aaron's going, Kimmy! My back was killing me, and the devil's going, you dummy, get your fat butt over there and just lay in it. And I was just going, God, I've got to get up now. Had the dogs barking. I was screaming, though. I didn't have my phone, which I was glad because it would have been ruined. And I thought, oh, this is so mucky. But you know, when I was laying in that filthy, slimy junk, God just said, this is how you were before you received me. This is what my son had to pay for your rotten, stinking life. And I thought, you know, that's true. That's true. I was terrible. So I think, okay, God, nobody's coming out. The dog was getting on me. So I gingerly tried to roll over. I wasn't so smart either, because when I rolled over, then it made a big splash and went all up in my face. I thought, okay, God, this is not fun anymore. He's got such a good sense of humor with me. I thought, okay, I just got to crawl to the steps, which was probably like 5 or 6 feet. But to me, a big girl, it was like 50 feet. So I start to crawl, and I'm sliding because it's mossy, and my back is going, ooh, I'm going, ooh. So I went, okay, we can do this, God, come on. So I get to the step and I think, hallelujah. I'm going to go in and make everybody feel really bad. So I got stood up finally, and then I thought, God just said, no, go ahead and work. And I said, no, I don't want to. And he went, yeah, go ahead. So I just started getting stuff out of the pool, and it stung. I stung. I had leaves all to me. And I worked for about 40, 45 minutes. And I went, I can't do any more, Lord. He goes, okay. So, I mean, we talk all the time, and I'm imagining he's saying, okay. So I go in the house, and David had gotten through doing what he was doing. I went, I've been hollering for you. He went, why? I went, you can't tell. Look at me. I had leaves. I looked like a 500-pound leaf lagoon person. I stunk. Oh, my gosh. Every part of my clothes were filthy and stinking. I went, I'm going to go take a bath. So I get in the bathtub, and it's brown. I'm thinking, oh, gosh. So I dumped that water out and started some more, and these leaves just start rising. I'm going, oh, I'm just so pitiful. So I think, well, what a good time to pray. So I just started praying. I'm, God, Father, please help me. And I mean, I had the best prayer time. I was in a desperate state, I thought, and he reminded me that I don't have it as bad as I think I do. But at the time, I was pitiful. Ooh, I was out there and I failed. You know, he's going, oh my gosh, get over yourself. So I just started praising God. I just praised him and praised him. I soaked for about 30 minutes, and then my back was a lot better, but I was still whining. Then Kim came out with Isabella, and I fell outside, and y'all wouldn't come out. Mom, I'm sorry. I told you not to go out there. I don't want you to get on to me. Just love on me. Anyway, I had leaves everywhere. Oh, my gosh. I stunk. Oh, I was so irritated. So needless to say, I got to work on it this week, but I'm going to have a better plan. I don't know what it is, if I have to lay blankets out there or whatever and slip and slide on them. But anyway, it was pretty funny. So then Kim and I have been diligently dieting. We've been encouraging each other. You know, we've done great. Usually in the past when we do that after so long, we go and eat something to celebrate. And then we start eating again, so it doesn't work that way. So we decided it was at Walmart. She said, I want to do something for you for Mother's Day. And I went, no. She went, yeah. I went, okay, good. And I've always wanted eyelash extensions. I don't know why, just because I love my eyes, but I have no eyelashes. And she said, well, let's go see. And she went in and talked to, oh, come on, Mom, they have a special. So I said, okay. So I'm over in Lane, and she went, oh, for $2 more, I can really fix your eyebrows. I went, okay, why not? Oh, it's $2. Go ahead and do them eyebrows. She goes, I'm going to thread them. I don't think she talked Vietnamese. She was Chinese. She's from Nepal. She went, I'll thread them. I went, you're going to what? She went, I'm going to thread them. And she goes, if it hurts too bad, I can wax them. I went, stop, pump the brakes. What do you mean if it hurts too bad? Oh, nothing, just let me try it. I don't know if y'all ever remember running and then having it falling on the carpet and getting the worst leg burn you ever did. That is the most torturous thing I've ever felt. She started doing it. I mean, they get this thread and they wind it around and then they zip it off and back like a zip line. And you know, at first one, oh, this is nothing. Then she got the big chunk of hair. I went, oh! And she went, oh, do you want me to stop? I went, no, I want the torture. I've never in my life experienced such torture to look so cute for my husband in all my life. I don't think he appreciated it, but don't ever get your eyebrows threaded. And just get them waxed or let them go. Like, what's that lady's name, Evie? Aveta?
Frida or something?
Frida, yeah, from whatever. Anyway, it was torturous. I just wanted to tell you that story, and I thought, you know, this has been a torturous week for me. But hey, you know, the things we do for beauty.
Chris, I can wax you for free.
You will? Will they look this good?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I just got to know how your confidence level is. But I've never had that done, so I wanted to say, okay, I'm almost 64. I want to have my eyes threaded. No more rope burns. Mm-hmm. Oh, it was awful. Don't do it. It hurts, but that was funny. I wanted to see how it was. I've seen it on YouTube and stuff. I thought, oh, it's not bad. They're not crying. Oh, boy. My hands were clenched. But anyway, that's just our little experience. God helps give me these little things so I can be grateful when I get out of them. But anyway, so we're going to talk about kindness today. Okay. Sorry. Kindness appears 48 times in the Bible. Loving kindness appears 26 times. And God wanted me to know this week, he said, you know, you can be nice to even a person you don't even like. You can be nice, but are you really kind? Kind is taking it a step further. So, you're considerate when you're nice, when you're polite, but kindness is way more deeper than niceness. Like if you see somebody on the side of the road and they need money and you give them money, that's being nice, but a person with kindness would go and get them a meal and hand it to them. You see what I'm saying? They go further and do. So you can be nice and not care. You can be nice in here and just, oh yeah, Brenda, you look real good today. And then we just go on and not even care about her. You can be nice to someone and not like it. It happens all the time in this world. You know that when you're kind to someone, it can change their world. You have such an imprint on someone's life when you're kind to them. Going that extra mile. Kindness moves on its own. We don't need a reason to serve and help others. We just do, and we do it expecting nothing in return. I've seen so many people that have done that. Well, I'm going to do this, and maybe they'll pay me back. You know, and whatever I did, I watch their kids, maybe they'll, you know, watch my kids. I clean their house, they'll clean my house. When you do something for kindness, you do not expect anything back. Amen. Number one, people, you're doing it to serve God. Number two, people will always let you down, right? You can't expect things out of people. Everyone has their limitations. When our hearts are aligned towards God, things like kindness and goodness come out. Okay, let's go to the Bible. That's always better than me jabbing anyway. I'm going to go to Romans. Hear them doggies move. I'm sorry. We're in wrong hide. Romans 2:4. Or do you despise the riches of his goodness, forbearance, and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to repentance? Just because of his goodness, it leads you to repentance. That was pretty cool. Ephesians 4:31-32. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking to be put away from you with all malice. And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. This is the best one. Colossians 3:12. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering. So when we do these kindness out of our hearts, God not only blesses us, it leads us to repentance. Now, as a Christian, we should do nice things for people, okay? I mean, just, I'm sure you're brought up that way. Well, you know, be nice to others, treat them like you want to be treated. But it doesn't stop there with us, the children of God. We have to go a step further and show that kindness. We need to meet people's needs, not just be nice to them, meet the people's needs. Does that make sense? Yes, no? Nobody cares, huh? Kindness results in doing things with a cheerful heart and not a grudging heart. Have you ever told somebody you'll do something and you think, why couldn't I just say no? So many times we get in that, you know, oh, hey, can you do so and so? Sure. And the lady goes, oh, I wish I hadn't said that. Oh, I don't want to do it. And so you do it with a grudging heart. Well, anything you do, just think of it this way. You're doing it for God. Okay? That way, when you do something for God, he's going to bless you. And those persons, if they don't acknowledge your thankfulness or your gratefulness, it's okay because we're doing it for God. Not for man to come and tell me how wonderful I am, but for God. That's where our kindness comes from God.
Amen.
You know, lately there's been so many things on the news. Shootings at colleges. Police shooting that young man. You know, and I'm an advocate of police officers. I love when they're under so much stress. And I mean, but this was just a complete murder. I mean, it was awful. Things going on everywhere. And, you know, you think, oh, I just don't want to watch the news anymore. But yes, the world is getting bad and it's worse and worse. But we are God's children. We're the light in all this darkness. So we need to start concentrating on the good things. What we can do, if everybody was a lot kinder, this world would be in a better place.
Amen.
And that goes without trying to judge people. And I'm just going to tell you something. This is not because I want you to pat me on my back, by any means, because God blesses me so. But we had gone, Kim and Isabella had gone somewhere in Garland, and we was coming back, and I had to get gas in the truck. So I was getting gas in the truck, and this gentleman drove up in this lowrider. Y'all know what that is, don't you? A lowrider. He had tattoos, you know, the whole bit and all that stuff. And I thought, Kimmy was going, that's a cool truck. I went, yeah, it is. And so when I was getting in the truck, God said, I want you to go talk to him about me. And I went, you've got to be out of your mind. No way. So I went, no, that wasn't God. So I get in the truck. We started up, backing up, going around. Are you okay, Edith? You gonna go home, baby? I'm sorry. Let's all pray for Edith right now. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you so much for Edith and what she means to this house of worship. Lord, I just ask that you touch her in Jesus' name. Father, I ask that you would just be against any kind of cancer spoken on her in Jesus' holy name. Father, heal her back. Give her peace and joy. She's such a beautiful child of yours, Lord, and we love and appreciate her so much. Father, give her hope today. Help her to feel good about everything and be with her every step of this way. Just a special anointing on Edith. In Jesus' holy, holy name, just be with her now, Lord. Amen. I'm so sorry, baby.
I'll be on the couch if you're looking for me.
Okay. Anybody have something to say? Shout out to Edith. How many people in here are going to pray for Edith? Raise your hand. How many people are going to pray for Edith? Look at all these people. I'm so sorry. God bless you, honey.
Take care of yourself.
That's terrible. I'm so sorry.
Give me some more.
Call me if you need anything.
We'll bring it to you.
Yeah, we will. You need your house cleaned. Kathy will do it, whatever. I'm kidding. I'll do it. I was kidding. I just wanted to growl at you. Bless her little heart. So anyway, back to the saga. He said, I want you to go talk to this gentleman. I don't want to go talk to this gentleman. He goes, in fact, I want you to put $20 worth of gas in this truck. I went, it's a lowrider. I was just sitting there judging everything. I went, no, you got the wrong person today. And he said, I have blessed you so much. You need to do this for me. Whatever. So the man goes in the store, though. So I'm thinking, okay, Kim, let's go. So I again tried to drive off, and God went, stop this car. So I stopped. I pulled back up in it. Kim goes, what are you doing? I went, I've got to talk to that guy we just saw with all the tattoos and the lowrider and stuff. And she went, well, God told you to do it. Do it. I went, thank you. So the guy comes out with his tattoos. Young guy. And he's on the phone. I went, well, God, I can't talk because he's on the phone. So I started getting in the truck. And he went, okay, bye. You know, hung up the phone. No! So I go, you know, here I am, an old white woman walking up to him. Hey, babe. No, I went, hey. He went, yes. Stranger went, God wants me to talk to you. Really? I went, oh, dear, please. I went, yeah, God wants me to talk to you. Okay. I said, do you know how much God loves you? No. I went, God loves you so much. And he wanted me to let you know that. Really? God said that? I went, yes, that's what he told me to tell you, that he loves you so much. I said, if you don't know the Lord, all you have to do, and so I kind of told him about, you know, asking him forgiveness, God will forgive you, and you'll get to go to heaven and be all with the relatives that are already up there. You'll have eternal life. Really? But yeah. And I went, oh, by the way, I need to give you $20. For what? Your truck, gas? Really? That's all he could say. Really? And I said, listen, man, God loves you. You need to get your life right. And I said, I'm just going to pray for you and just hope that everything works out. But God loves you so much. He turned around. Really? I guess that's all he could say in American English. I went, no, really? And he just looked at me and he smiled and looked at me and walked off. And then I got the most wonderful warm feeling through my body. You know, it was so neat. Nobody else can do that. As much as I love David and Kim, nobody else could give me that warm fuzzy. I don't know what it meant. I don't know if the guy got saved, you know, or will get saved. But I had to do what God told me to. It was so cool. So I'm telling you, when you're out of your box or in your comfort, go ahead and do what God tells you, because you're going to get a warm fuzzy out of it. Amen. Because it's better to give than to receive.